Hey guys, welcome back to Teen Mom 2 After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking all about unicorn poop tonight. It's Janelle's birthday, Kaylin's having some baby daddy drama, and we also see the twins' 8th birthday. We're going to get right into it now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Crashing like magic, like your heart was made of matches. I've never got
good song choice, Steve.
Thank you. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
These girls' lives are burning down in different ways. Some in,
yes.
Some in some good ways and some in some bad ways.
Yeah, some are lighting up in a good way.
Yeah, some are lighting up, some are burning down. That's yes. A good way to put it. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight for the Teen Mom 2 After Show. I'm here not with my usual co-host because she is in Kentucky, I believe.
Yeah.
Welcoming her new nephew. So all of you guys go to Drew's page, leave her some love and tell her how congratulations on her new nephew. But I do have my lovely co-star from Teen Mom Young and Pregnant, Teague Dooley Pango
hey!
Here.
Yeah, you know, I'm not Drew. So I know I have big shoes to fill because Drew's one of my favorite people. I'm going to do my best, but I'm so excited to be here and have the discussion because this show, I mean, wow, so much going on.
So much going on, and I, of course, am your host, Brianna Phipps. We're going to get right into it. What is your overall thoughts on this episode?
Overall, I mean, it was good to see everybody trying to make things work. I think that the effort is there on everyone's part. You know, everybody's trying to just, like, progress. Sometimes we see them get stuck in their drama, but overall, I think this episode especially, everybody was kind of trying to get it together, kind of trying to get the train moving. So I think that that was good to see. I think it was a good episode. Some stuff is moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I think for me, it was a little bit of blast from the past for everybody, you know, and different storylines, whether it be a good reason or a bad reason, past kind of came back to haunt in a way.
I know, which is exciting and scary.
I mean, it just goes to show when you have children, you're stuck with some people for the rest of their lives, at least.
Yeah, the rest of all lives. Let's just remember that, you guys. Let's just try.
Just try. Let's get right into it. Let's start off with Leah. We saw her celebrating her 2 oldest daughter, Allie and Gracie's 8th birthday this week. We also saw them celebrating with Corey separately.
Yes.
And then we see their birthday party. They're doing a unicorn theme, and I thought it was so adorable that they got the unicorn cake. One of the unicorns had glasses on because of Allie,
mm-hmm.
which was adorable. And then Leah gets a phone call from Jeremy to talk about some stuff that he wanted to bring up from the past.
Yes. So here's the thing. I think that the birthday party was so adorable. It's nice to see that Leah's doing well. The girls, I mean, I never get over the fact that they look like spinning images of Leah.
Mini Leahs.
Yes, mini Leahs. I think it's so cute. I think that the relationship between Allie and Gracie, as they're getting older, Gracie's obviously a really supportive sister and kind of takes on the weight of Allie having the muscular dystrophy. And I think that that's hard for her, especially as a kid. It's hard to know... You're just scared. You don't know what would happen, what could technically, you know. So I think that it is sweet that Gracie's so aware of it, that Allie is going through these things. But I think it's sad sometimes when Gracie is so affected by it that it seems like she doesn't experience things to the fullest. But I will say, I think that they do a really good job at just being a really, you know, a good, you know, obviously they're twins yeah. and it's adorable. But I think that... Yeah, it's I don't know where I was going with that, but I think it was
no,
cute
I mean,
to see them.
I see what you're saying, because I have a sister with disability, so I can, you know, yeah. I'm much older, so I can't relate on that level of them being so young and dealing with it, but I mm-hmm. know how it is a struggle to have someone that you love so much be going through things that you can't quite understand.
Right, and you just feel bad. You just want them to be okay, and so I feel bad that Gracie has to go through that, but it's also tough to see Allie, you know, want to fit in and do all the same things.
But it was so sweet that Gracie kind of realized that when she put out the choices for her birthday, her mom said, and mm-hmm. Allie was a little nervous that she wasn't going to be able to do certain things if they went to certain, you know, venues. And Gracie was like, that's fine. Let's go somewhere where you can do stuff too. I thought that was such a sweet moment to see her stepping up in that way and saying, you know what, it's fine that you can't do certain things that I can do, even though I want to do them. We're going to do something we can both do.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that was really cute. And that shows really large maturity. at that young age. I think it was interesting that Jeremy called, and it was interesting timing.
Did you think when he called, or when she called him, that that was the conversation that they were going to have?
I had a feeling. I just feel like he's been reaching out. You know, she said he's been kind of contacting her or liking all of her
stuff.
Do you
think it's sincere? Do you think he's just kind of wanting to get back on the Leah train? I mean, we do see, we know already from it being in the past that they have hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's with another girl.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. But I think that it would be great if they could have a cool, chill relationship. I just think it's a slippery slope. You know, it's like, is he going to come back around? Is this going to be a thing? You know, it just feels like a slippery slope. And I think she's doing well right now. And it's
good to see her. Regardless, it was sweet. It was sweet that he apologized. Because that is something that's really nasty to say, that I regret having a child with this person. Like, I know she wasn't doing the best at certain points,
mm-hmm.
but she was far from being the worst.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. So Keen in the chat just said, hey, Keen, how's it going? But Keen just said, maybe I'm paranoid, but do you think Jeremy is attempting to save his marriage for the show? I hate to sound pessimistic.
I'm not sure, because he doesn't come on the show that much. But maybe he does feel that he's been shown in a bad light on the show, so he wants to be...
The call did seem a little bit like a PR move, in my opinion. Like, very kind of a little bit calculated and like, hey, I didn't like the way this came off. Can you please let everybody know this is where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think we'll have to wait and see what happens with him, but it's just so hard to tell with reality TV if people are doing things for the right reasons or if they're doing it just for attention or to be in the spotlight or to get chances to be on camera.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, moving on to someone that's doing just great and has a spouse that loves being on camera regardless of him and his wife, Chelsea.
Love.
One of our faves here on Teen Mom 2, who just has... You know, the epitome of a good, healthy relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen her with Adam through the years go through so much bad that I'm so happy that she's now with Cole. We say it every week, but I can't emphasize that enough. I love seeing her and her storyline on this show because it does show something that's healthy and good and what can happen should you be with the right person.
Right, yeah.
But we do see the mediation happen with her and Adam. Well, we don't physically see it because we can't. They don't allow us in the courtrooms. But we see them having their mediation, and Adam's asking for child support to go down because he has no job. Apparently has no job. Wait, I wrote this down because I was just... He has no bank account, no vehicle. He doesn't pay his bills. He has a house because he bought it outright, like all money down, but doesn't have any bills that he pays.
And he also is starting his own business.
He doesn't want to apply for jobs because he wants to start his own business, but he doesn't know what that business is. The mediator asked Adam, apparently, when he last applied for a job, and he couldn't answer. He couldn't even give him a month of when he applied. And Adam is blaming the bad publicity from the show as to why he can't get a job, which we've seen so many times from Adam in the past, blaming the show for portraying him in a bad light. What do you think about that?
I just feel like Adam has a lot of personal struggles, and I just want him to be better. It's like all these people on the show, it's hard to forgive and forget, obviously. But I would like to see him just get himself together, just for the sake of Aubrey, you know. But I think that it is such a night and day thing when she's with Cole. It's so amazing, and I think he's just the best guy in the world, so...
You just see her light up with Cole.
Yeah,
which you never
of course.
Really saw with Adam, because Adam never showed up in the way that he should have.
It was like heartbreak when she was with Adam. It was just like this devastating thing that you had to just watch, and her heart was like ripped out every week. So that, you know, it's so different with Cole, so I love that.
And then she also mentions that
next week.
That's next week. Okay, we'll wait for predictions for that. Then, guys, stick around. We're going to have predictions. We're going to have a special segment, our Gold Star of the Week segment, and we're also going to have some nice news and gossip for you. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yes.
But so that kind of, I mean, it's a little heartbreaking that we don't see more of Chelsea mm-hmm. because her life's just doing too good that they don't want to showcase it. But so that's all we really had with Chelsea this week.
Yeah, she's doing good, which is nice to see.
So like hopefully, it. You know, she works out all this stuff with Adam very soon and they can move forward in a nice, healthy way. And hopefully he gets to a place where he can be around Aubrey.
Exactly.
That's all we can say for that one.
Yeah.
But guys, if you are watching us on iTunes or in our live chat, which Teague is very kindly going through and watching all of your comments there, she can tell you what you can do on both of those places.
Yes. So if you are, there are a few different ways to interact with us, which is great. So if you're on iTunes and you're just hearing our voices, you could also, if you're there and you want to and you're feeling friendly and nice, you could give us 5 stars. That would be really, really great and appreciated, and we would love you for it forever. And you could maybe even leave a comment. Let us know what you guys think of the show overall. And if you're in YouTube, if you're watching us here on the tube, you can see my hands doing crazy things, then why don't you also, I don't know, maybe give us a little thumbs up and a little bit of comment. I don't know. Hey, if you're feeling like it, you guys, not pushing you to do anything, but it'd be great if you could, because we love hearing from you guys, and we appreciate you guys logging on and hanging out with us. So just wanted to let you know those are your options tonight, okay?
Thank you love so you. Much for that, Teague. And thank you guys again for always being with us and chatting along. We really do appreciate it and love hearing from you.
Uh-huh.
Moving on to someone who maybe didn't feel the love so much this week, Brianna.
Yes. You know,
which is, we see her having to find a daycare for Stella because she wants to go back to work and she needs to go back to work.
Yes.
So she needs to find a daycare for Stella. Nova's in school, so that's, you know, a little easier. Daycare,
essentially
daycare. Uh-huh. And then her mom and her sister are going to watch the kids after school until she gets off work and come home. But we see her kind of struggling with this, having some breakdowns before having to drop Stella off. Because we see Lewis again this episode, which is Stella's father. How do you feel about that with, I mean, obviously neither of us have had children, so we can't relate in that kind of way. But going through having to take your children and giving them basically to someone you don't know for X amount of hours every day.
Yeah, so here's my thing. I think that baby is so little. Like, Stella's so small still. So for me, like, I feel like if my baby was still that small, I think I would have anxiety.
Do you think it wouldn't have been as hard for her if Stella was older?
Yeah, I think that once your kid gets a little bit older, again, we are not moms. I do not know one thing about parenting. Don't want to. Right now. But I think that once your kid gets a little bit older, has a little bit of a mind of its own, you know, I feel like when your baby starts to, like, be able to communicate with you, that's when I would feel comfortable dropping them off at daycare. Because if there was something going wrong, they could tell me. But if they're a baby, they really don't know what's happening. So, and so much stuff goes on when you're, like, a widow baby that, like, could affect you for the rest of your life, you know, diet stuff or stuff that you see or stuff that you hear. So I just, for me, obviously, again, don't know anything about raising. I'm probably going to throw my kid in daycare as soon as possible as well. But I do see the appeal of keeping your child home for a while just so you don't have to be worried all day, you know. So
yeah, I get that too, because my sister is 10 years younger than me. So when she did eventually, like, go to school and daycare and stuff, I was older. So I had my, like, little anxiety about it too, especially, you know, when you're dealing with children, like, she has disabilities, so for her, you know, it's something a little different. But with Stella, she is so young, like you said, that, you know, you're trusting someone else to take care of your child and take care of the child the way you would want them to be taken care of. And
right.
Sometimes you read these horror stories of what happens, so I can understand that anxiety behind where Brianna was feeling. So she was so excited to get off of work and come home and see her babies. But then she comes home and we find out Nova... We see the conversation with Nova and her grandmother kind of saying her mom doesn't really take care of her anymore because she's just taking care of Stella and...
Straight up. Nova was straight up...
She's not going to miss her.
Yeah, no. Nova was straight up and said, I'm not going to miss my mom because she doesn't even care that I'm around because Stella is the baby. It doesn't matter if I'm here or not. My mom doesn't care about me. And that is concerning to me. Again, don't know anything about parenting, but when a kid has something to say about their mom like that, it's either A, an attention thing, because kids need a lot of attention, but B, it's also, like, a little bit like, ooh, maybe we should, like, look at what we're doing, what we're saying to her, like, how much I'm interacting with Nova, because that's a little bit alarming. And we were also talking about, while we were watching it, the idea that the mom was talking about this issue right in front of Nova. I feel like Nova should have been in a different room, personally.
It should have either been Nova in a different room, or it should have been her, Brianna's mother saying, you know, Nova said some things to me earlier. Nova, do you want to talk with your mom and let her know what you said? I'm a big advocate for children kind of speaking for themselves, especially when they're right there. I said it before on the show previously, but I just don't like it when someone, a parent or a grandparent or whoever, speaks about the child as if the child isn't sitting right there.
Right. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of that either.
That's also not going to, I feel, help with the fact that Nova feels like no one cares about her if you're treating her like she's not in the room right when she's sitting right next to you.
Right. And what's funny, too, is, like, I think that's a part of growing up. I think, and I know Nova is very young, but I think that that's a part of growing up is having those tough discussions, you know, saying, hey, you should, you know, grandma saying, maybe you should go talk to your mom. We need to have a discussion. You know, it's hard to... That, her grandma doing it for her almost makes it feel like for the rest of your life, like people will just apologize for you. People will not apologize. She's not apologizing, but you know, people will speak for you. And I don't think that's an accurate depiction of, you know, the way. Again, I mean, I feel a little bit bad commenting on people's parenting skills because I am the farthest thing from a parent, but I do think that that was a little bit bizarre.
And just, you know, these are just our opinions. We,
yeah, of course.
Obviously are not any kind of right or wrong answers here. There's no right or wrong way to parenting, I don't think.
Yeah.
There's just doing your best, and hopefully it comes out in the best way. But right. I do think that that's good to see it and highlight, you know, maybe what you would do or would do differently.
Yeah.
If you, when you are or if a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So we see her, you know, tell Nova, though, that she's number one in the grace. And I think maybe, you know, some good will come out of it. Maybe it's just kind of a wake-up call, like, let me spend some time alone with Nova. She needs some alone time just like Stella, because the grandma did do a great job of saying, you know what, Stella does require more attention because she's a baby, and she just takes a little more.
Yeah.
And I'm always here for you, though. I thought that was a really nice thing.
Yeah, that was cute. I liked that.
And then moving on to some not so nice things. Janelle.
Here for it.
Okay. So this episode, we see Janelle. It's her 26th birthday.
Yes.
And we see her starting off the episode with Jace and Michaela, I believe is her name. Marissa, which is David's daughter, in the car. And they're asking her about some swear words.
Yeah.
And if it's okay to say. And she didn't really seem to know how to answer it.
Yeah, which, that's probably a hard debate.
I mean, I'll go ahead and just say it. Crap was one of the words. And they asked if that was a bad word. And she's like, I don't. She said yes first. Then she said no. Then she said, I don't know. The way I, in my schools, that would have been a bad word.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to err on the side of caution, you know, and just say that they're all bad words. But
Jay said that they were allowed to say that in school, which I'm not sure if I fully believe.
Kids lie. I feel like that was a lie.
So we see that in the beginning, and then they let us know they're going to go to the mountains for Janelle's 26th birthday.
Yes.
And they did some sledding, some ice skating. Looked like they were having a good time. But then very quickly it shifts.
Yes.
Kids were up all night. Happens when you have especially a lot of kids in one place.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't get a lot of sleep. And very quickly it turned very hostile.
Yes. It was very hostile.
Yeah. There was a lot of frustration, a lot of yelling going on.
Yeah. So they left in such a hurry and such a dizzy.
Well, yeah, they decided, yeah, we're going to just leave now.
Yeah, so then they were just going to leave.
How did you think of how, like, everything was handled here?
I think it was a typical family trip, you know? Nothing crazy. You have young kids in a house, and so I feel like to be expected that you don't maybe get a lot of sleep. If you wanted to get away for your 26th birthday, then maybe you should have gotten a sitter, you know? I don't think...
Yeah, I think their expectations of how the kids should act are maybe a little too high, because whether or not that's how they should act, they're children. Well, and children, yeah, tend to act up, especially when they're around other children.
Yeah, they're still kids, you know? You can't just expect them to, like, read a book and go sit in the lounge chair. It doesn't really work like that. So I think that their expectations were off, and I think that by the end of the trip, everybody was, you know, everybody probably didn't get a lot of sleep, the kids and the adults. And so I think that at the end, we just saw that blow up by David, which I think was really crazy.
The concerning part for me was when they were in the car and he told Janelle to turn off all the cameras. And why were the cameras in the car?
Yeah.
You signed on for a reality TV show. You are being filmed.
Right.
And you don't get to decide that you're now turning the cameras off. Because it makes me concerned for why you want them off. Just knowing David's behavior in the past, especially in how aggressive he can be, it makes me concerned. Why is this need to be off right now? What's going to happen past
these
cameras?
Well, obviously he's worried about his perception and people, how people are going to perceive him. So I think that he wanted to yell at the kids. I think that it was just kind of one of those things where you're so incredibly frustrated and you know there's cameras everywhere, so you can't blow up anywhere. You're just like, I just can't wait to get to point B where I can, like, blow up. And I think that that's where he thought that that was going to happen, the car. Obviously, I'm not condoning it. Not at all supporting it, not condoning it. I think he wanted a place to, like, let himself go.
I just think when you already have allegations against you for being abusive to the children,
yeah,
that's not the best thing to do to prove people otherwise.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And I think that he definitely doesn't make a good, he doesn't make himself look good. And I think that, you know, we still were able to hear the audio of what he was saying to the kids, and it was kind of nasty stuff. He's swearing at the kids.
And that was still with two cameras on.
Yeah.
And then we see that he saw the last camera on, so then I'm like, what happened past that last camera getting turned off?
Yeah, I don't like it. Not a huge fan of that whole thing. And it's like, you signed up for this. We're all in this together. We're all learning something. So if you are going to turn the cameras off, that's a little bit lame. And concerning.
And, you know, they'll get a second chance. We saw that her birthday present was a 3-night Airbnb in Tennessee to go see Cardi B.
Cute.
So maybe she didn't
look incredibly excited about that gift. I don't know if she was expecting something else or something
but
different.
But some people are just not excited people.
Maybe. I don't know.
I always feel like I have to fake enthusiasm with gifts, not because I don't enjoy the gifts. It's just I'm not like that, like, oh, my God,
yeah,
kind of person.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm not saying whether or not. Maybe she wasn't excited. Maybe she wanted Kesha instead. We know Kesha. She loves her. She almost skipped parole so she could go see Kesha concert in past seasons, so maybe she just wasn't as excited about Cardi B. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so hopefully the second trip, I don't know if they're bringing the kids with them or not, but, you know, if you want a getaway where you can just rest and have fun and relax, my advice to you is either find someone to bring along to watch the kids, or don't bring the kids along.
Right, and thank you guys so much for being in the group chat. Bria just said, like, did anyone hear Kaiser when David took him into the room and closed the door? We don't know what happened there. I think he might have. I'm not going to make an allegation, but we don't know what happened.
Yeah, I didn't bring this up either, but what did you think of the whole thing at the table where Kaiser said he had to poop and they said, you just did? I mean, again, we're not there in their lives every day. Maybe he does do this every time, but then he says, well, I'm going to poop my pants if I can't go. And he was like, well, you're going to be in big trouble if you do that. So it just seems to me it's a bit, even if he doesn't have to go, I'd rather err on the side of caution and bring him to the bathroom and send him on the bathroom for a couple minutes to be like, maybe he does, you know? Maybe he just did go, but maybe he didn't get it all out. Like, but if the kid's asking to go to the bathroom and then saying if he doesn't go, he's going to go in his pants and you're going to get mad at him for going in his pants, but you won't let him go to the bathroom, I thought that was...
Yeah, that was a little bit bizarre. I don't know. That's one of those parenting things I don't understand, so I feel like I can't comment on it, but that's weird.
I feel like if it was a different storyline, I would feel differently about it. But because it is this Janelle David storyline, we've seen so much happen in the past with them. I'm just always on my, like, alert with it. And yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel bad for these kids because they're not necessarily, they're being kids.
Yeah, they're kids.
And they, you know, they're not, like, teaching them what to do. They're just, like, yelling at them, it seems.
Yeah. Well, parents get frustrated. I think that they do have moments that they teach them things, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well.
That one's
hopefully
weird to me.
It is just everything, just frustration and nothing more escalated past the cameras being turned off. That's all I can say with that.
Yeah, I know. He kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah, he's a little scary. And then moving on to a person who has some other baby daddy drama, Kaylin.
Kaylin!
So with Kaylin's storyline, we see that, you know, she first off, we see her podcast kind of start off, Coffee Convos, where it's like a podcast she started for moms by moms, where she wants to talk about her asshole getting bleached.
Yes.
And they say, let's talk about freezing eggs instead.
Yeah, right. A little bit of a topic change.
Yeah. I think freezing eggs, if you're doing a podcast for moms, that seems a little more on topic.
Well, I think moms could talk about that too, but I think that
for your first episode, maybe you want to ease in a bit.
Yeah, I think it was interesting. I think that that's a cute idea. I think that that has done pretty well, actually. And I think that the freezing eggs topic, it was interesting to hear her side, that if she is going to have another baby, she'd like to do it soon, but she's not closed off to the idea, but she's going to have to figure that out, and so.
And I think it is such an important conversation to have nowadays, because it's good to show girls that there are other options if you're not ready to have a kid yet, or maybe you had a kid like they did early on, and they I think the other one wanted to wait a bit, so she had her A's frozen. But I think that's an important thing to show what your options are, especially to women nowadays, to show that you don't have to, you know, rush into having a kid.
Of course.
If you're not ready.
Yeah,
you have these other options.
Yeah.
And then we see Kaylin come back, and she gets notified by her lawyer that she has to go to court because her third baby, Lux, his baby daddy, Chris, is taking her to court for custody. She's a little not happy about it because, as she said, I wrote this down as well, he hasn't seen the baby for over 2 months. He didn't sign the birth certificate. He asked her not to file for custody or for child support for him. And now, all of a sudden, he wants back in this baby's life, and he's taking her to custody to get visitation or some form of that, which he is granted. Her lawyer did warn her he's going to get something.
Right.
And she's put on the stand to testify. He's given 4 weeks of supervised visits by his aunt, which she's also not happy about because she feels like it's a one-sided version of the tale, and she wants someone that's neutral watching the supervised visits. And then after 4 weeks, she'll have to go back to court to figure out what's going to happen past that.
Yeah.
What do you think about all of that?
Yeah, I think it was, I think that this was an interesting episode for her. I think that the 50-50 thing is, unfortunately, it looks like something she's just going to have to deal with. So, and but it honestly seems like she wasn't going to be happy with the outcome.
No matter what happened.
No matter what happened. Like, she almost had, like, a backup plan to, like, what she would be upset about if it went her way. And most of it went her way. So, I was interested to see that. But, yeah, I think the aunt in charge is a little bit... that would make me stressed out because she's just saying she doesn't trust the family to show up or to be there, and that is something that you would worry about. So it is interesting that they're still doing that, and that the family can be the supervision. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I think that overall, though, she does seem like she's moving forward and she's okay.
I mean, she kept saying that she did want Chris to be in Lux's life.
Right, of course.
So I think you have to kind of take a step back and give it a chance, and if he's trying to be in his life and that's what you want for Lux, then... you know, don't be so quick to already write it off. Maybe he is doing it for the right reasons. Maybe someone talked to him. Maybe he saw himself on the show. Well, I guess he was never on the show, but maybe he saw just how she was portraying him on the show. Maybe he wants to have a chance to showcase himself. I don't know. But regardless of what's going to happen, I think you have to give it that chance to let him be in his life. And maybe it will all be good and you don't have to worry as much.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that... I don't know. I hope that I don't know. This one just, I feel like I need to like wait to see what happens next. I do think it was interesting that she said she's like, Chris like totally turned her off to guys in general, and she doesn't even like want to date a guy
because she doesn't want to date a guy. She thinks girls might be the option for her. She dated girls before Chris, but
yeah. So we'll see what happens there.
I thought that was interesting. You might just even want to be single for a bit.
Yeah, maybe that's an option. That's still an option, I believe.
And take some time for yourself, take some time for your kids, and just figure out what you want in the long run.
Right, exactly. Hey, I don't think that sounds like a bad idea.
So, I mean, guys, let us know what you guys think of all of these storylines. If you agree with us, if you disagree with us, if you like who you like on the show, who you maybe isn't rubbing you the right way on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We love to hear from you, so make sure you're chatting in on our comments. Do you want to give our... live chat some love? Who's in there?
Yes, you guys are so amazing. We just want to shout you out really quick. We have the boss. We've got Drew Jones. Oh, hey, girl. Oh, my God. We miss you. We wish you was here. We have Keen. You're amazing. We also have Bria Carter. And we have... we had somebody else, too. But you guys are amazing. And thank you guys so much for joining in the conversation. You guys make it more interesting. And we love hearing from you guys. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We always love having different perspectives and more opinions because it just makes the conversation more interesting. So thank you for being here with us every single week. We really appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
Well, let's get into our special segment, the Gold Star Moment of the Week.
Gold Star! Here it is.
This is our segment where we kind of just highlight someone that we felt did a really good job this week. You know, with all the drama that happens on these shows and with all the negativity that gets spread, we just want to showcase some positivity.
Yes.
So, do you want me to go first or do you want to?
You go.
All right. I am going to give my Gold Star moment this week to, you know, I'm going to give it to Jeremy.
Okay.
Whether or not we know yet if he's doing it for the right reasons, I'm going to have to assume and hope that he is. And stepping up and apologizing for something you did wrong, even if a while ago, is a big thing. And I really appreciated seeing him do that because I thought it was unjustified when he did do it in the first place. And owning that is a big thing to do and makes you a big person. So gold star for you, Jeremy.
Gold star for you.
Don't prove me wrong in the future weeks.
Glenn Coco. I think my gold star moment is going to Leah. I think that the birthday party was very cute. I think it looks like she's doing well. She looked gorgeous this episode. She always does, but she just looked great and happy and healthy. I know we have some people in the group chat saying they're not sure if she's, like, totally with it right now, but I think she looks like she's doing well. So the party was very cute. The girls were very cute. So I thought she gets my gold star this week.
All right. And guys, if you want to leave your gold star, if you're not watching us live, you can go ahead and do that in the comments too. We'd love to hear from you and see what you have to think.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Well, with that, let's get into some news and gossip.
Here we go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, guys. It was a busy, busy week in the Teen Mom 2 universe. Oh,
what happened?
Let me pull this all up so I can have all my information right. But first off, we have Javi. We have a picture up here from his Instagram. He posted this photo. We know that he and his girlfriend are pregnant, and some people thought that this might have been a kind of clue into the fact that he's having a girl because of the pink smudge in the side photo, thinking that he would have easily been able to get rid of that. One commenter did say, "Am I blind or am I seeing some sort of pink smoke, girl?" And he replied saying, "It's just a flower in the way, ha ha ha." Regardless or not, you know, whatever it is, boy or girl, I don't know if this was them trying to be sneaky, kind of showing that off or not. I'm kind of gearing towards no. I don't know about your thoughts. I think it's just a flower.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just a flower for sure. I was like trying to like just zoom in with my eyes, but no, I think that's just a flower, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people like to read into things a little too much. But,
hey, I'm here for it, but
it did cause people to say, you know what, maybe it would be nice to have Lincoln to have a sister.
Yes.
As well. So, you know, either way, as long as it's a healthy baby, that's all we care about.
Yes.
And then there's some drama with Janelle and David potentially maybe being on the rocks. Apparently, a fight began in an unusual fashion when fans noticed that both Janelle and David had removed their relationship statuses from their Facebook profiles.
No, jeez, who does that anymore?
Well, and then some more stuff happened because Janelle then changed her cover photo to her and her kids instead of one of her and David.
Okay.
And then David commented saying, "Nice, make sure I'm not in the picture. That will make him mad." Then he deleted that comment. Janelle then posted a meme that said, "The better you treat her, the longer you keep her." And David commented, "Aw, too bad you're not too sweet to me."
Jeez, I mean, come on, you guys. Let's keep this between our, like, us. Jeez, come on. I don't need to hear that.
Well, people were also kind of noticing that the split came not, or the fight came not too soon after there was last week the rumors of the breakup on the Teen Mom After Show from previous months, where they kind of were had their breakup scandal happen then, so maybe this fueled some fire. People also said that this was right after Dr. Drew flew out for the interview for the reunion with her, so maybe some stuff happened in the interview that David didn't like, or that maybe made Janelle see some things. But Janelle did see this story posted, and she apparently responded to the story saying, "Radar Online, aka Teresa Roca, is writing divorce rumors about us. She claims this happened in 2017, but rewriting to stay relevant, not getting divorced. I love my husband and wouldn't change my life for anything. Please, everyone, stop asking me. Thanks."
Okay. Good to know. Hey.
So she's saying no. They are not getting divorced, but time will tell.
Good to know.
We'll see. And lastly, there is also some feudishness happening apparently between Janelle and Chelsea. We know that Chelsea left the reunion filming after the fight between Brianna and Kale broke out because she is pregnant right now with her third child, and that's not a healthy environment to be around, and also you never know what might happen. So she did a Skype interview with Dr. Drew for the reunion instead of being there in person, where Janelle actually flat out refused to go to the reunion, and Dr. Drew flew out to North Carolina to interview her the way he did with Farrah after Farrah left the show.
Mm-hmm.
A source said they paid to fly an entire crew to Janelle and essentially built a set there for her to film because she refused to go to the last reunion, but apparently they didn't think Chelsea was important enough to do that for. They simply set up a Skype call between her and the Dr. Drew, It made it so obvious who the show's producers and network value more. Janelle didn't even put the time and effort into getting to the reunion, and Chelsea did. Yet they made a huge production of going to Janelle and filming, while Chelsea's portions were felt a little rushed and afterthoughtish. Chelsea was pissed that they went into such great lengths to make Janelle happy, and honestly, so were some of the crew who was tired of giving into Janelle's demands. The other cast members are pissed too because they had to take time out of their lives to go all the way to New York City, film, find childcare, etc. to fulfill their obligations to the show, but Janelle once again threw a fit and got treated like a VIP. They didn't want Janelle to have to start super early, so they made Chelsea go first, even though she is 2 hours behind Janelle time-wise because she's in South Dakota. The other three girls feel like they have been treated like second-class citizens compared to Janelle for the entire time they've been on the show. Again, this is a source. This isn't coming from any of the girls, as far as we know, but there seems to be some animosity, and I personally think it's a little justified.
I think it's dumb. This is a production thing. If you have a difficult talent, you have to go to it. We need her on the show. She brings the most drama. Unfortunately, that's just how it works. They're not saying she's their favorite or she's favorable or they care more about her. They're saying we need her to be on the show. Sorry, Chelsea, we don't have a lot. You're doing well. You know what I'm saying? You're a very cooperative cast member, but to be honest, we don't really. What do you need to talk about?
I'm siding with the other girls on this one. I think if I was part of that and someone threw a fit and always got their way, I'd be a little pissed too.
But you honestly, Janelle would go her life without. She doesn't. She like will be like, fine. I'm just gonna sit on a beach. I don't need. Like they actually go after her. We have to realize that it's a production move to go to her. They want to get her side.
This is apparently sparking some rumors that there may not be reunions in person anymore because the other girls may flat out refuse to do it. Or because they just know that they can't all be together without fights breaking out.
I feel like that will never happen because they always want to say their side after they see what happened on the show. I feel like. I don't know. Just a personal
opinion. I feel like the later we're getting with these seasons, I think that that's not true. I think a lot of them are getting over it. Okay. And they're just kind of. I mean, there's even rumors that Teen Mom 2 might be done after this season where people aren't coming back. We know Brianna quit the show already. We know there's rumors that Kaylin's leaving the show. And this might just be what pushes people over to be like, you know what, I'm not doing it either.
Maybe not. We'll see.
I mean,
time will tell.
Time will tell, and we'll see when that reunion happens, if anything gets brought up on stage.
Right, exactly.
Well, with that, let's get into some predictions for next week.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. So we obviously see in the preview that Javi is proposing or trying to propose or thinking about proposing. I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. That's what I'm excited to see.
That's just the proposal?
Yeah, I just want to see.
If it even gets that far.
Well, I don't even think it's going to get that far. I think it's going to be, like, squashed. But I'm excited to see.
Yeah, we see he's going to. He talks about that he's going to be deployed again. And it's not uncommon for people in the service to kind of rush into certain things because, especially when they're deployed, they don't know what's going to happen and they kind of want to have that security
back home. Yeah, of course.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, we know currently that they are not together and he's now with this new girl who is pregnant already. So regardless if he asks her or not, I know the answer is probably not a yes.
Yeah.
Or if it is a yes, then it shortly after turns into a no.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, we see some other drama happening. I think, you know, we're gonna see these kind of stories play out in their own ways, which I'm very excited to get away from. And I was so happy this week didn't have really the Brianna, Kaylin, Javi drama because I'm just over it. I'm ready to move past it. And so I'm glad we're seeing more of these storylines. I hope we see more of Kaylin's coffee convos because I think that's a really cool thing that she's doing. I think that we're going to see, we got a little sneak peek that we know Jeremy and Leah hook up at some point, and it seems to happen next episode. So we see him asking her if she wants to maybe get back together, and I think that's a no. I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so Janelle, I never like to comment on Janelle because she just, I'm over her storyline. The only prediction I want to happen is to have the episode where David is told he's not going to be filmed anymore due to his actions. So I'm just waiting for that to happen. And yeah, with the rest of them, I'm just hoping for good things, like positive things. Chelsea, I'm hoping it keeps being positive. I know that we'll probably see more of the Adam drama. I know that in February he took a picture with Aubrey at his parents' house when he wasn't supposed to have been seeing her outside of this court supervised stuff. So I think we'll definitely have to see that play out, and we're going to see his parents kind of getting in the way, which don't know how I feel about that, but, you know, hopefully we just see more of these positive outcomes coming and more growth happening, and that's all I can hope for and predict for.
Yeah, that's all we can ever hope for on these shows. That's all we can hope for.
Well, guys, let us know, of course, what you guys think is going to happen coming up, or what you guys just love this episode of. As we said before, where can they find you, lovely woman, when they are not here watching
you? Yes, so when you're not here, you guys can find me mostly on Insta, but I'm T. Julie Panko. You guys can find me at TDP.
And you guys can find me at Bri, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram. And we will see you guys next week for the Teen Mom 2 After Show.
Yes, thank you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.